This is Akashwani. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is interacting with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, and leading economists and experts are attending the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on 22nd of this month, and on 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. She had said that along with major economic and social decisions, many historic steps will also be seen in this budget. An interim budget was presented in February this year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the members of both houses of Maharashtra legislature today evening. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, the Vice President will address the faculty and students of Narsimonji Institute of Management Studies, Mumbai. Mr. Dhankar will also visit Raj Bhavan. The six-member Election Commission EC team headed by Senior Deputy Election Commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma is holding a meeting with the district election officers of all districts of Jharkhand to review preparations for assembly elections in the state. Earlier, the EC team held meeting with Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer and other election officials. The Senior Deputy Election Commissioner has instructed the officials to take utmost care in revising the electoral rolls. The revision of electoral rolls is underway in the state, which started on 25th June and will conclude on 24th July. The voter list will be published on 20th August. Jharkhand Assembly election is due to be held later this year. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET Undergraduate 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the NTA. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the controversial NEET Undergraduate 2024 Medical Entrance Exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. The second Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, Foreign Minister's Retreat, will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that Dr. S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. The two-day event will provide an opportunity for the grouping members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. BIMSTEC is a grouping of seven South and Southeast Asian countries for multifaceted cooperation. Besides India, the BIMSTEC comprises Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Nepal and Bhutan. The India Met Department has forecast rain in several parts of the country till 14th of this month. IMD said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Bihar today. Isolated very heavy rainfall may occur over East Uttar Pradesh and East Madhya Pradesh. It further added that scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and East Rajasthan during next 5 days, and in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Saturday. In Uttar Pradesh, army has been called in for help in rescue and relief operation as 633 villages of 12 districts are reeling under the flood fury. Central Surya Command sent two columns to Shahjanapur district for help in rescue work. More than 264 people trapped in the current of Gara and Khanaut rivers. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is visiting the flood-affected areas of Shravasti and Balrampur districts of Terai region today. Our correspondent reports that thousands of acres of agricultural land is inundated in water and around 8 lakh people are affected. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.